Last week's suicide bombings killed 9 employees of the Vanel Corporation. That's a defense contractor based near Washington, D.C. Vanel has trained the Saudi military since the 1970s. It trains units directly controlled by Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah. And when you try to learn Vanel's story, as we did this past week, you start to learn about the intricate relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Vanel employees live a spare existence in a compound outside Riyadh. NPR correspondent Michelle Kellerman visited one of Vanel's residential buildings shortly after the bombing.
The whole facade of this building was just ripped off. It was just a mess. There was metal twisted all over the place. Glass.
That's Michelle Kellerman reporting last week. This was the second time that a bombing killed Vanel employees inside Saudi Arabia. The last was in 1995. Last Monday, many more Vanel employees might have been killed, except that they were outside the compound training a Saudi military unit in the desert. This company, owned by Northrop Grumman Corporation, trains the Saudi National Guard. The Guard uses high-tech American vehicles and American tactics. Its units fought alongside the U.S. in the first Gulf War in 1991. But it's more than just a military force. The Saudi National Guard plays a unique role in Saudi life. Many units consist of Bedouin tribesmen. Kevin Tacker is a former U.S. diplomat in Riyadh who now consults for U.S. and Saudi businesses.
In the most fundamental sense, the National Guard, the creation of the National Guard, unified the country. It gave every Bedouin everywhere a chance to essentially make a formal contact with the government, do 2 or 3 months a year of training or military duty, and in return receive government benefits, that sort of tie. So it's an important element in a political and a social sense.
The Saudi National Guard plays another role. Its full-time troops are responsible for internal security, guarding critical spots like oil fields and religious sites. All this helps to explain why Crown Prince Abdullah, the heir to the throne, commands the Saudi National Guard personally. The U.S. government enjoys many benefits from training such a vital force. In the mid-1990s, an active-duty U.S. Army officer oversaw the training program. Retired Major General William Nash is now with the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, the fact of the matter is one of the bosses of the program manager is the Crown Prince, and as a result, there's a relationship there that develops over a period of time that is very valuable, and many of the subjects discussed between the program manager and the Crown Prince have little to do with the National Guard at times.
Well, now, you were the program manager.
That's correct.
So did you get to meet the Crown Prince all the time?
In the 2 years I was in Saudi Arabia, I met with the Crown Prince on a recurring basis, approximately every 6 weeks, for 2 years.
But though an active-duty officer supervised the training, it was conducted by that private contractor, the Vanel Corporation. Its employees are mostly retired U.S. military personnel. General Nash says the U.S. helped to select the contractor, but Saudi Arabia had the final say and paid all the bills.
Given the fact that the limitation on the number of active duty Army folks that we wanted to put in the kingdom at that time, we used civilian contractors, many of whom were retired or ex-military, to conduct the training and do the support operations.
Arrangements like this are common now, but in the 1970s, Vanel's first contract with Saudi Arabia was considered unusual. It prompted congressional hearings over the export of American expertise. Since then, like many defense contractors, Vanel has operated as quietly as possible. Company officials declined to comment for this story. Though companies like Vanel quietly spread American influence, some analysts say the Saudis gain too. They hire politically connected American contractors. Deborah Avant, who's writing a book about contractors, says the Saudis make powerful American friends.
And so there's possibilities for the contractor to actually be a mechanism for the host government to have influence on U.S. foreign policy.
I was talking to a U.S. government official who suggested that the Saudis hire American defense contractors in part to influence the United States, or to win friends, at least, inside the United States, that by hiring all these big American companies, you cause a lot of politically influential American companies to have a financial stake in the health of Saudi Arabia.
I think that many people believe that that's correct in Saudi Arabia. Certainly that the Saudi government has a large stake in its relationship with the United States government, and hiring these contractors is one way where they solidify that relationship.
Judging from the targets picked last Monday, the attackers haven't missed the significance of that relationship.